Well, I guess the biggest thing that nobody knows about me is I'm a deeply closeted gay man.
What? I mean, that's... You're a gay man?
I'm not gay. I said I'm deeply closeted. Straight as an arrow.
So you're a gay man who won't admit it?
No, no. Do you know what deeply closeted means?
Yeah.
It means a man who will not acknowledge that he's gay.
Yes.
So I'm telling you, I'm not gay. I got a wife. I just got married because I thought go through that charade to keep appearances up.
Oh, yeah.
I only stopped it because we're out of time for this hour. So the pastor decided to give the donkey to a nun in a nearby convent.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Georgia Flooring Direct has been a flooring destination for over half a century here because they've got that huge building on the boulevard. In fact, a visionary named Dick McAdams said, we're going to put it there. This is when cows were running around.
That's right.
The bypass. It was largely pasture land, but he knew that at some point the city would grow into that area. And now they're perfectly situated, so no matter where you live, they're easy to get to. And Jeff Balanson and his team, the Merry Band of Floriers, as I call them, will help you navigate about three stories worth of choices. It's a huge warehouse. Don't be intimidated, though. They know where, you know, just let them know what you're interested in seeing, the price range in which you're shopping, and you'll have plenty of choices. Once you've made your selection, it'll be installed by somebody that works for Georgia Floors Direct and not farmed out. So from beginning to end, it's a Georgia Floors Direct experience, and they've made it about as close to perfection as it can get over half a century. Look them up on Facebook. Their page also has some humor, but some good decoration ideas and the latest in flooring news and trends. It's all there. Georgia Floors Direct on Facebook, or stop by and see Jeff and his team Monday through Saturday on the boulevard across from Lowe's.
David Little's in the house. We're into spring. Summer's right around the corner.
You're right, Bubba. It's right down the road. I tell you, not far. Memorial Day, lots and lots of great events coming up. If you want a necklace, you want some jewelry, you want a purse, we've got it. Great new stuff in. If it's candy you want, and if you want some chocolate, we're going to have all kinds of new things we're doing. We're doing some white chocolate turtles, white chocolate caramel sticks, all kinds of new chocolate ideas, more dark chocolate. If chocolate isn't your thing and you just want some good old-fashioned farm fresh pecans, we've got those at Tucker Pecan. Whether you want them halves, pieces, roasted and salted, we've got it all. Memorial Day's coming up. You want to get ready for your big backyard party, pool party, lake party, we've got beach towels, beach totes, sauces, seasonings, you name it, we've got it. We're your one-stop shop for your party needs this summer.
Where are you located?
350 North McDonald Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com. Call us at 262-4470. Like us on Facebook.
Caring for an aged loved one can be a very stressful time. The Harbor at Hickory Hill of Prattville Assisted Living and Memory Care believes that to care for the ones that cared for us is one of the highest honors. As your loved ones age, you want to make sure they're getting the best care possible in a loving environment. The caring, experienced team wants to help make that transition from home to assisted living as easy as possible. The newly remodeled facility is designed with the warm feeling of home while offering a lifestyle that promotes independence and the opportunity to live life to the fullest. For info, visit hickoryhillharbor.net. Life is good at the Harbor.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 4. News.
SRN News, I'm John Scott. New York Representative Elise Stefanik has been elected as the GOP's number three post. Stefanik is a moderate-turned-Trump loyalist and advocate of many of his claims about election fraud. There's been no let-up in the fighting. The Gaza Strip pounded this week by hundreds of Israeli strikes, while the enclave's militant Hamas rulers have fired hundreds of rockets into Israel. Gas shortages at the pumps spreading from the south to the mid-Atlantic states now. Gas stations should be back to normal next week if the pipeline restart goes as planned and consumers are convinced they no longer need to panic buy fuel. Full recovery would take several more weeks. Stocks closing higher for the second day in a row now. The Dow ahead 360 points today. The NASDAQ was up 305, and the S&P 500 gained 61.
What else is on?
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
All around the country and coast to coast. People always say, what do you like most? I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast. I always tell them I like toast.
Very nice.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast!
I get up in the morning about 6 a.m. Have a little jelly, have a little jam. Take a piece of bread, put it in the slot. Push down the lever and the wires get hot. I get toast.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast!
Now, there's no secret to toasting perfection. There's a dial on the side, and you make your selection. Push to the dark or the light, and then, if it pops too soon, press down again. Make toast.
Yeah, toast! Ah, toast!
When the first caveman drove in from the dregs, didn't know what would go with the bacon and the eggs. Must have been a genius, got it in his head. Plug the toaster in the wall, buy a bag of bread, make toast.
Yeah, toast! Oh,
oui, monsieur, bonjour, coquette. Oh, croissant, vous avez. Maurice Chevalier, Eiffel Tower. Oh, oui, Marie, baguette, bonsoir. French toast! French toast!
It is Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. From my left to your right, Rosie Brock, Eddie Bader, and Joey.
Hello.
Hanging out with us this afternoon, although what prompted that is not the happiest of situations.
Yeah.
So you got your car with a Dunkin' on Bell?
Bell, yeah.
Well, at least you got an honest diagnosis.
Oh, and actually,
tough situation.
John, who towed the car, is a listener.
Oh.
And he's a friend on Facebook.
Cool.
He's like, I didn't know it was yours. Thank you, John.
That's awesome. Yeah, we have, I think, quite a few guys that work at the three shops that Don owns that are listeners. And we sure do appreciate that. And we sure do appreciate the good scores that our listeners call and give you guys on the experience they have with you. Proud to have you as a sponsor for over 10 years now. We're going to be doing, I think it'll be our 12th or 13th Dunkin' and Some Predictathon season.
Wow.
And that'll be here before you know. It's frickin' middle of May already.
Yeah.
Biscuits in town. You do not need a mask at the game. The rules, again, let me ask you this. Do you think the CDC is suddenly opening up as a political distraction? Are they, because things are not going well for this administration.
Political. No doubt.
I think there is. It's already, we already know it's been a politicized organization.
Right. I think, and this was probably my favorite breaking information of the week, was that Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, this big piece on the lab leak theory.
Yeah.
Oh, the
and,
Wuhan lab.
Yeah,
leak.
And, you know, there's been drips and drabs. From the beginning, people like the Wuhan Institute's there. People have thought this. But this guy who was the Nicholas Wade, he was the New York Times science editor, one of the writers for 30 years. I mean, written for prestigious journals, Science and Nature and all these things. And he put together what looks like a very, very good case for the lab leak. Now, he says we don't have definitive proof either way, natural or lab leak. But really, the people saying lab leak have the better story and the more convincing story to tell right now. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it is bigger than just the origins of COVID. But what is the future of gain-of-function research and testing going forward?
And didn't Fauci lie about that?
Yep. He's trying to hang his hat on this idea. Well, what we are funding is not actually gain-of-function. It's more, it would be irresponsible if we didn't do that. Yeah, okay, Fauci.
I despise him. Mm-hmm. I think this whole thing went to his head. Hey, did you see this? And I'm disappointed there's not more reaction to it. It's an article on what George Washington would look like today.
No.
And I thought it was really fascinating because that is certainly Washington's likeness, except he's got a modern haircut and he's wearing a suit.
And I think this same person who came up with this did this with a lot of the older presidents. And there's a whole series of them. The Washington one is striking, though.
Yeah.
Like Data from Star Trek.
Like Data from Star Trek?
A little bit.
Yeah. See his face, his eyes a little bit.
Nerd.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm nerding out here.
I have no idea what you're talking about. And I work with Jay Scott 3 hours a day.
Well, he's one of them. There's five people in Montgomery that know.
Data from Star Trek. Okay.
Yeah. Greg was going out with women in high school, Eddie. He didn't have time for these things.
Sure was.
He could teach us a thing or two then, Joey.
It's All Request Friday. 272-9228 is our number. And call up, request something. If you have a comment to make, you're welcome to do that, too. This afternoon, what else do we have? Oh, I posted the information on the Hospice of Montgomery golf event.
Great.
I hope you'll participate. And if you would, if you can't, please share the information. Well, here's an honest comment from William who says, I should not participate. I'm not a nice person playing golf. And that's when I hit a good shot. My wife won't even play mini golf with me after a miserably even par round at the old Mountasia. You know, that was one of the casualties of the pandemic was that place in Wetumpka that opened up. The guy that owned that is a Facebook friend.
Yeah.
And it saddened me no end that he wasn't able to make a go of it. And Rich Thomas's omelet got some good play on Facebook today. This, though, Roz found this. It's a picture of what we think may be Menthol Meredith.
It's pretty close to what I picture her in my mind.
It got 71 comments, so I'm really glad that people, you know, saw it and cared enough to, cared enough to leave a remark. Anyway, we are at 4:13. I might actually roll call today.
Yay.
I might play some more of the Norm Hillary Clinton bashing bit. And let me give you a quick preview of this Tucker Carlson clip I have lined up called They Did This on Purpose.
Welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight.
And we'll come back to that a little bit later in the show.
Let's please do.
Oh, is that still going on?
Yes.
Look, I can plan part of this, but I have to roll with where the listeners take the station. Mm-hmm. Right now, you're taking it to hell in a handbasket. Thank you for
I'm a listener, too, and I'd like to hear what Tucker has to say.
Okay.
You're actually first listener because your headphones are on. You're the first person that probably hears anything.
Yeah, you hear it, 20 seconds before anybody out there does? Mm-hmm. Or whatever else is on your mind. Today, 272-9228, as we once again join the traffic dungeon in progress.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic Friday afternoon, and we have a lot of cars on the boulevard. Our busiest spots, East Boulevard at I-85, Northeast Boulevard from Wares Ferry Road to Highway 231. A lot of congestion on 231 at the Redland Road and Riverbridge Red Lights. Taylor Road is busy, I-65 and 85. Very busy through downtown Montgomery with slow traffic on 85 southbound at South Union. Buckle up, drive carefully, and we will keep you updated. No accidents that we know of at the moment. From a simple patient transport to life or death situation, Haynes Ambulance, there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, ready at a moment's notice. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss Brubaker's Spring Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus vacuum and wash for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. New information in the case of a missing one-month-old's death. According to the affidavit, the father, Caleb Winsnan Sr., intentionally caused the death of Caleb Winsnan Jr. by blunt force trauma to the victim's head. He is facing capital murder. An accused murder suspect has been captured in Montgomery after a nationwide manhunt. Kingswan Pan is accused of killing a Yale graduate student back in February. Pan was last seen in the Duluth or Brookhaven, Georgia area on February 11th. Authorities arrested Pan in Montgomery earlier this morning. The Montgomery Public School System is working on changing the names of three high schools, and NPS wants your help with the name suggestions. NPS is renaming Jefferson Davis High School, Robert E. Lee High School, and Sidney Lanier High School, all named after Confederate figures. Once the committee determines the finalists, they will present those names to the superintendent and the board for approval. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon. You wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days of being made right now.
Chocolate sheet cake is different. It's richer and chocolatier. Count on Bluebell to make it into milk chocolate ice cream with delicious chocolate sheet cake pieces, chopped pecans, and a chocolate icing swirl. It's fresh out of the oven. I mean freezer.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Walmart Supercenters and Walmart Neighborhood Markets.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now is a great time to transfer your home videos during our 50% off May special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file, call us today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for over 35 years, and all work is done right here in our facility in Montgomery, unlike those stores that ship them off to who knows where. That's 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net. And don't forget our May 50% off.
I'm so ready to get back to the way it used to be over a year ago.
Me too. I know that Adams Drugs is still my pharmacy choice. Always has been and always will be. I'm not going to be forced to use mail order or another pharmacy by our insurance company.
Yes, that's for sure. I went in to get my prescriptions filled and it was very refreshing to feel like I was the only person in the store. They gave me their undivided attention and made sure I didn't have any questions about my medications. You just don't see that kind of service anymore.
We don't have to worry about a new normal when it comes to our service from Adams Drugs. They've always been prompt and reliable and had excellent customer service, too. We can even get our prescriptions delivered if we can't get to the store on time.
I like it when they call and remind me of a prescription that's ready for refill, or when the doctor has called one in for me. They even call me and wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they definitely go the extra mile. Always have and always will.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
When you call for disposal service, don't be put on endless hold by people who don't even know the area. You deserve better for your time and money. You deserve the friendly, local service thousands count on every day from Alabama Dumpster Service. Locally owned and operated, Alabama Dumpster answers your call with a local, friendly customer representative. Call us today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you're going to be out and about tonight, it's another night where you'll need a jacket for sure. Overnight low temperature down to about 54, but not quite as cold as last night. Tomorrow looks great, and Sunday looks perfect, with high temperatures in the lower 80s tomorrow, mid-80s on Sunday. Sunshine will dominate, low humidity, just a really great weekend. Still dry Monday with a high around 86, a little bit more humidity, but showers hold off till Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Spring has sprung, so spring into savings at Brubaker with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
All the gin joints in all the towns in all the world. She walks in a line.
I think that that's pretty perverted.
Nothing from nothing.
You gotta have something.
Adios, muchacho.
If you wanna be with me,
I just wanna smash your face in.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Snap out of it.
You gotta have something. If you wanna be with me,
I do not have PMS.
I am pre-menopausal.
You're so naughty.
Bad. I'm not trying to be your hero.
Honey, I'm busy. Touch yourself.
That's
oh, mama.
It's too cold.
Make me open a can of whoop-ass buster.
I'm not trying to be your high.
You get a little tappity-tap.
Cause that minus
Wang.
Is too low to see.
Do it again, I like it.
I'll have what she's got.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Great Scott.
Nothing from nothing leaves.
Whoa, don't you love it?
And I'm not snuffing. Believe you.
Have you lost your mind?
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
What's that? What's that? What's that smell? It's marijuana. They're smoking pot down there.
We must do something about this immediately. 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 Hurrah, 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 hurrah.
What are you people? On dope?
Yes! Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
You are a meathead.
Nothing from nothing.
You're brilliant.
You gotta have something if you wanna be with me. That's right.
Hey, where are the white women at?
That's hot.
Boy, we have a lot of cooking
to do. Something if you wanna be with me. You gotta bring me something, girl. If you wanna be with me.
Well, that was maybe not the greatest ever, but
it was good.
Pretty good.
Got mm-hmm. it in. And remember, everything is a little bit. Never mind.
Did you have a little bit of that chocolate milk yet?
Oh, let's do that now.
I'm telling you, it is.
I poured that for you right there.
Okay. It is a lot better than I thought it was. It's really good, actually, but better than I thought it was.
Now, this is silk almond milk.
Yes, yep. And it's chocolate. Dark chocolate.
Now, I don't understand the whole. How do you
get it either,
turn Greg. Almonds into milk?
I don't know if they press it. I don't know. I
probably.
Mean, I haven't figured it out yet either.
Well, I mean, almonds aren't cheap, so how many almonds do they got to crush or do whatever to get
just to get that much milk?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, I'll give it a try.
Give it a go.
Yeah.
You don't taste almond, I can tell you that. Tastes just like dark chocolate milk to me.
It's good.
Wash it around the palate a little bit.
You need a cookie to go with it.
Right.
How about if I gargle with it, too?
If you dare.
It's...
You can tell it's not milk, chocolate milk, but it tastes
right.
Very similar.
It has a good taste.
Yeah, I don't think it has the viscosity of milk.
The hell does that mean?
It's not as thick as...
Don't use those big
when
words,
when I hear the word
Eddie.
Viscosity, I think motor oil.
Exactly.
That's what the commercials taught me over all the years.
Yeah.
272-9228. Joey is still hanging out with us today.
What happened when I left the room for 1 second and you're up here sipping that nut stuff?
It's going to happen.
Chocolate nut milk. Yeah, that's the one thing. It's
you missed a really mediocre roll call, too.
I thought it was pretty good.
I appreciate that, Eddie. Yeah. No, I had a few original moments in it. And that's what I try to do each and every time. I'll request Friday, 272-9228. I do want to get into this Tucker Pecan clip. If you missed the preview earlier, the title of it is, They Did This on Purpose.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight.
And we'll go further into that coming up. Soon, later.
You're here to break the bank for seniors independent living in Montgomery. Caravita Village has your answer with locked-in rental rates for 3 years, starting from $15.99 per month. Visit caravitavillage.com.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599.
Well, once again, the winds of corruption are blowing across Alabama like a California wildfire. And this time, the Porch Creek Indians are fanning the flames. The so-called gambling bill is nothing more than a get-rich scheme for the tribe at taxpayers' expense. In fact, this legislation is so bad that Donald Trump Jr. tweeted last week,
"Bad bill. Giving a monopoly to a small group of casino bosses is just a special interest giveaway."
It's hard to believe that the state legislative leadership would give the Porch Creek Indians a monopolistic tax-free ride. But after all, this is Alabama, where pay-to-play is stronger than Sitting Bull's army. It's time for lawmakers to be honest with Alabama voters for a change. Don't buy the lies. Call the Speaker of the House at 334-261-0500 to say no to greed and corruption. And yes to integrity. 334-261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC. J.W. McFarland, founder, Tuscaloosa.
The used car blowout continues at Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Get a great price and unbelievable offer on your trade. Have you gotten your stimulus check? Use it to make a down payment so you'll have even lower payments on the like-new pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. Larry has all makes and models on their lot. If you have an extra vehicle, bring it by and get an instant cash offer. Put that money toward your down payment and get your monthly payment even lower. And please give them a call at 285-9300 or stop in if you're shopping for a new Chevrolet. Inventories are low, but we have a good selection on the way. So come in and see if what you're looking for is on the way to the dealership on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. The used car blowout continues. And you can save a whole lot of dough. For over 40 years, they've been letting their customers do the talking. As always, shop them 24 hours a day at LarryPuckett.com.
Spring is here, and new sale prices are blooming daily at the Cavco Outlet. Shop our huge selection of ribbons, silk flowers, and home decor at prices you'll love. Our talented designers have created a beautiful selection of graveside memorials and floral arrangements available for sale. They also design custom wreaths, bows, and floral decor created just for you. Cavco has a great selection of home fragrance products, accessories, and gift items. Remember, your best deal is at the Cavco Outlet, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
Has the high price of seniors' independent living got you down? Come visit Caravita Village and check out their newly renovated private living suites with all the amenities starting at just $15.99 per month. Visit CaravitaVillage.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's Law & Order, Pokemon Division. Today's episode, Targeted at Target.
What do we have?
Robbery. Victim's pretty shook up. Suspect pulled a gun on him. Got away with a rare Bulbasaur.
What about the Target employee?
Crying on the floor like a Squirtle.
Anything else?
Yeah. Check out this first edition shadowless holographic Charizard.
Gotta be worth a fortune.
My nephew's been looking for this all year.
My niece, too. Here, let me hold on to it.
No, that's okay. I've got it.
No, give me that Charizard!
No can do, Detective. This card is mine.
No!
Law & Order, Pokemon Division. Things are starting to get real, people. Coming soon to NBC.
Wait, is that a Pikachu Illustrator card? Give me that.
It's too bad that
Joey
decided to leave the room.
Yeah?
Because he's a Pokemon generation kid.
Right.
Maybe he has some of those cards that are valuable. He and Janelle are the same age.
And my son, all of the same age.
Can you imagine if I ever got them connected? Janelle came to visit, meets the Joey, sees Mr. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Love at first sight.
It would be.
And then
your son and your daughter.
He realizes that I would be his father-in-law if it actually blossomed into a romance and marriage. And
he might even ask her, how much of your dad's personality do you have?
You know what? There's an answer to that. There's an answer to that, and I'll tell you what it is. More than she would like.
Oh, of course.
Because finally one time, she's always, you know, you're flying off the handle too easily. And I said, so do you, honey. So do you. You don't realize how loud you can be sometimes. I said, generally, when we see something we don't like in someone, it's because we have that same character in myself.
Yes.
So I haven't heard much about that ever since. Also want to find out about the Chick-fil-A sauce issue.
Yeah.
In that it's the supply chain, I guess. That's what gets people worked up, man, when you tell them you can't get all the sauce you want at Chick-fil-A.
Folks agree that this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
They go full-blown Herb Morrison on you.
Well, there will be and there is a crisis coming, and they've talked about it a little bit, computer chips. It's affecting vehicles production right now.
All of this stuff. And what are they doing about it? You know what? They're busy teaching critical race theory. They're busy planning to reinvent your neighborhood with low-income housing. This is what their big picture stuff is. Every time I see that nasty AOC. By the way, I love Marjorie Taylor Greene. She has challenged AOC, and AOC won't debate her.
No, but did you see where old Pelosi... You know, she come out, and now she wants to censure her a little bit for harassing AOC.
Oh, for harassing. AOC can't take care of herself.
Very well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Up your ass, Nancy.
Thank you.
Sideways. Pardon me. Legal Eagle and local heartthrob Chad is here.
Where's my sauce?
Sorry. We're all out.
Well, you know what? I'll be honest with you. I like the Zaxby sauce better.
I don't know. I have not been to Chick-fil-A since they started bending over for the left.
Yeah, neither have I.
And
neither have I.
I've been to Zaxby's, but just not recently.
Maybe Chick-fil-A will start doing new ads for the Army's recruiting program. Have you seen some of those ads?
No, what are they?
Oh, man, Greg.
They have this cartoon LGBT thing with a wedding and all this stuff trying to recruit homosexuals.
Yep.
Which, somebody's sexual preference should have nothing to do with...
It doesn't. That's the thing that gets me. Hey, if you want to fight, fight. If you want to be in the Army, join. You know, there's nothing prohibiting you from joining. But why do we have to focus?
Oh,
that's
God.
Why do we have to target people? You know, like, I mean...
I'm sorry, that's just not right. You're not prohibited from joining the military, and that's all we need to know about you.
Thank you.
I don't need to know anybody's gay or trans or any of that stuff. Stop wearing it on your sleeve.
And nobody will say anything to you. That's the thing that really gets me about the whole thing is, you know, most folks, even conservatives, are like, hey, can you pass the PT test? Can you shoot a weapon?
Yeah.
Can you follow orders? Okay, you're in.
But this group at the Pentagon, man, they want them to climb high heels up hills and all this
crazy,
other garbage.
Greg.
Oh my gosh. Man.
And you know what? That may be very woke by American standards, but other countries are laughing at us. They think we are a joke.
Don't you know the Chinese are laughing?
Out of the bank.
Absolutely.
They're like, are you serious? This is the main focus of your military right now? Well, we'll just keep putting islands in the South China Sea.
Yeah.
You know, they're now trying to put an air base in between the Pacific, closer to Hawaii, in between the island and Hawaii.
Yeah.
Closer to Hawaii.
Was that the Midway Islands that they're trying to... they're trying to put a base back over there again.
I mean,
who is Chinese?
Yeah.
Huh? At Midway?
No, one of those islands that sit out like that?
Okay.
Sit off of Midway.
Yeah, they are planning on putting a base there.
I mean, if you allow them to put a base at Midway, that's a forward operating base, you know?
Exactly.
Just like they're also trying to put a base off of South Africa, off of Mauritania, on the East Coast, that makes them, you know, reachable from the East Coast. So, but meanwhile, we have to worry about having cartoon, you know, advertisements trying to recruit people that, you know, nobody's trying to keep out of the military. So, go figure. You know, but, I mean, you're right. I mean, it's kind of like Rome is burning all around the Biden administration.
Yeah.
Foreign policy is a disaster. The economy is tanking. We can't get Chick-fil-A sauce for pizza. And what they want to do is focus, like you just said, on critical race theory and issues that
by the way, it appears to me, thankfully, that parents are waking up around the country to the CRT BS, and that's what it is, Bullschmidt. It needs to be stopped. They are teaching kids to hate themselves. They are teaching others that blame it on this group over here. They are painting bullseyes on kids' backs. That's got to stop.
I love the black female parent who got to testify about it.
I have that somewhere.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, she's in Loudoun County, Virginia, which is where my son lives. That's a wealthy county about 45 miles west of Washington.
The wealthiest with a population of 65,000.
Right. The wealthiest county in Virginia.
Right. Right, because it's a lot of farmland and horse farms there. And a lot of those people, they're like, no, we're not those people. we don't want critical race theory here. You know, we don't want people hating themselves and hating their country and everything else. And, I tell you, there's a reckoning coming. It's called the midterm election.
Man, it just better be real serious. I mean, even bigger than 2010.
Oh, yeah. I love this cat fight between AOC and what's her name from
Georgia. Green.
We need more Marjorie Taylor Greens, especially among the men in Congress.
Oh, you heard now that she said she challenged Marjorie Taylor Greene, says, I'm not going to debate you on the Green New Deal until you read the whole bill. Marjorie Taylor Greene says, fine, I've read the whole bill. I'm right beside it. And she says, I'm used to throwing people like you out of the bars.
Yeah, I saw that. I hope Marjorie Taylor Greene goes and kicks her in the ass.
Punch
the bitch out. That's what I say.
I think she ought to keep challenging her. And if Nancy Pelosi wants to say that's harassment, you know. By the way, I will say this. Let me just make one comment about Lynn Cheney. You know what? A long time ago, I liked Lynn Cheney. I thought she was a reasonable conservative Republican. But she was such a never-Trumper. She is insane. And, everybody's like, why are you kicking out of leadership? I'm like, because the leadership needs to focus on these issues like we're talking about, like the economy, the gas tax, the stock market, things like that. We don't need to be fighting yesterday's battles because she thinks that, there was an American Revolution going on January 6th in Washington, D.C. But she wants to keep reliving the same crap over and over again. And as far as I'm concerned, if she wants to run for president, have at it, because that'll be the end of her career. She's going to lose anyway.
Oh, she my only God. She's got no chance. She's only got 15% approval in
her own district.
Yeah, so she's lower, delusional on top of everything else.
Lower than Jeff Flake when he was...
Jeff Flake, remember him?
Yeah. Of course, Flake immediately tweeted today that, you know, this is terrible for the party. I'm like, Jeff, you're gone. You couldn't win. If you can't win re-election in your own district, you don't have a voice.
Thank
Goodbye.
You.
Yeah, and Goodbye. that kid ran as a Tea Partier then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you.
Amen.
See you later. Well, have a good weekend, guys.
Thanks. Chad. Got to run. William B.
What's going on this afternoon, folks?
How you doing, William B.?
I'm making it. How about you?
Hanging in here like a hare in a biscuit.
That's right, man. Just got off work. I've been kind of in and out. What's that? I've been kind of in and out.
Yes.
Car, did it go kaboom?
No. You were going in and out, and what?
I was just wondering what was up with Joey's car. Is he on foot now?
Yeah, it really literally did go kaboom. Blown head gasket. It's done.
It's done. Are you going to fix it or replace it?
Replace it. After doing with great folks like Donnie Turner and doing my own research, it's like time to move on. I got a good few years out of the thing and not worth it.
Want a black Z3?
Maybe. You still have the leak drip problems? Yeah.
Anyway, I know where this afternoon, William B.
I'm about the crocodile hunter while I go and sure. I got to go home, take a shower, pick up the girls, and go get the boat, man.
All righty. We'll have that coming up for you. Thanks.
All right.
And Sammy.
Hey, Greg. I was just thinking, I don't know if you can get this or not, but for all of us that have car trouble, I'd like to call in. I'm in love with my car. If you could play some of that from Queen.
Good soul.
It is a lot of fun. No, I just got my truck out of the shop yesterday. It was minor. I replaced my water pump last month, and I guess the pressure was too much. My heater core blew out this week. And I just want to say good luck, Joy. And, nothing worse than having your vehicle down.
Well, thank you, Sam.
That's all I got. Yeah. Y'all have a good day.
We appreciate the emotional support, but it really would be nice if some rich person listening would just cut a big check and solve this problem for us.
I mean, that could... That'd be great.
Give him a great brand new
Joey, the champion
BMW.
Of freedom and the Constitution and all of that good stuff. Who works hard, honest.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say any of that.
Good looking.
But you can.
And I just did. And I meant every word of it, too.
Yeah.
Right now, though, it is 4:42.
Yeah.
See what happens when you come back to visit the old man? Things run amok. I lose control of the time. So we better get going down to the traffic dungeon first.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're seeing more and more cars on the road now with the 4:30 crowd getting off work. We are very congested. Troy Highway and East South Boulevard, East Boulevard at I-85. A lot of traffic on Northeast Boulevard and Congressman Dickinson headed to 231. Busy in Wetumpka on 231 and Highway 14 around the city. But no accidents there in Millbrook or in Prattville. Highway 14 at County Road 3, we still have a lot of emergency vehicles on the scene. Very bad crash happened there earlier this afternoon. Summer registration is underway at Trenum State with classes starting May 19th. That's next Wednesday. Choose your career and change your life. Call Trenum State Community College for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Spring has sprung, so spring into savings at Brubaker with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Countries around the world are banning puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones for gender-confused minors because they cause irreversible damage. Yet, gender clinics in Alabama are giving these dangerous drugs to children as young as 8 who think they can change their sex. SB10 would protect these vulnerable children from harmful, irreversible drugs and surgeries. This bill will save lives, but time is running out. Please call the State House and ask Speaker McCutcheon to make SB10 a priority and pass it immediately. Sponsored by Compassion Coalition. Paid for by Eagle Forum of Alabama.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof?
One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Well, hi, everybody. If you're going to be out and about tonight, it's another night where you'll need a jacket for sure. Overnight low temperature down to about 54, but not quite as cold as last night. Tomorrow looks great, and Sunday looks perfect with high temperatures in the lower 80s tomorrow, mid-80s on Sunday. Sunshine will dominate, low humidity, just a really great weekend. Still dry Monday with a high around 86, a little bit more humidity, but showers hold off till Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
It's happy hour, and we're here to cheer you up this afternoon.
I wanted to talk about the crocodile hunter.
Did you?
Because I think...
You're going to make them sad.
Because I think, you know, it was tragic at the time. But I think... people come and then they're shocked. Oh, hey, you wouldn't believe it. Who got killed? The crocodile hunter. Please don't make me laugh at this. He was 44 years old. I'm like, that's a ripe old age for a crocodile hunter. To be pissed about it were the crocodiles, because he got killed by some fruity fish. And, so the crocodiles were like, hey man, that crocodile hunter got killed. Who did it, Frank? You don't even want to know, man. So Bill, man, you had a chance once. The guy goes, man, I had a chance. I had that mother. He was Tommy the Stick. I could eat him and his head. I don't feel good about this. You remember how I ever tell you that story, Bill? Yeah, only 1,000 times.
Yeah, it's like listening to Greg Udell on the radio. Same story 1,000 times.
Have you ever seen Norm on The View? Not recently, but like 2000. It was before Bush W was president.
Okay.
And a photo of him with W got out there, and Barbara Walters was asking him all about it. And
really?
Yeah. And Norm's like, well, they invited me and all this stuff, but Barbara, you know Bill Cosby. He's a good man, isn't he? This is 2000, remember,
yeah,
folks.
Right,
long before,
right.
But it was a kind of inside secret in the comedy world. You know Bill, and Barbara Walters, you can see, is running away from that. Yeah, and I hear, like, Bill Clinton killed a guy, right? And they're so mad at him.
Wow.
And it's, like, before the internet culture really got going. Like, Norm has been amazing for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he really has.
When he got fired because of the...
Oh, that was so stupid.
Well, the OJ thing, right?
Yeah, he wouldn't back off.
Yeah.
They told him to quit, and he doubled down.
Yeah. Same thing. Can you imagine these times with Hillary?
Right.
Him on SNL?
Oh.
But yeah. Norm's the kind of guy you don't tell. Stop doing that.
Right.
He's a comedian
right.
to begin with.
Here's some more of that Hillary hatred.
For years, Hillary Rodham Clinton has told people that she was named for the first man to climb Mount Everest, Sir Edmund Hillary. But as Esquire magazine recently pointed out, Sir Edmund did not climb Mount Everest until 1953, 6 years after Hillary was born. However, the First Lady does have a good explanation for the discrepancy. She loves to lie.
God, I mean, this is
a former banker told the Senate Whitewater Committee this week that he gave Bill Clinton a $20,000 loan as a favor. Even though it was, quote, unacceptable banking practice. In response, President Clinton stated that he has no recollection of such a loan, while First Lady Hillary Clinton said, We've never even been to Arkansas.
That's such good stuff. Speaking of good stuff, let's give this a quick listen here.
Unprecedented things happening, but honestly, not all of them are shocking. For example, it probably shouldn't surprise you that once they got their hands on real power, the same lunatics who don't believe in human biology immediately made a serious mess of our economy. It took them less than 6 months to do it. First, they acted like the U.S. dollar had no value. They spent money like they just printed it for the occasion, which, needless to say, they had. And predictably, we wound up with frightening levels of inflation, which, for the record, they still deny exists. But inflation does exist, as you know well if you live here. Corn prices, to name just one example of a staple commodity that is now out of control, have risen by 50% just since January. But that wasn't bad enough. The lunatics then decided to make it even worse than that. So they paid millions of Americans more than they make at work just to stay home and do nothing. To justify doing this, they used the word COVID quite a bit, but it had nothing to do with the pandemic. They just wanted to break the system, and so they did. And the rest of us immediately wound up with a bewildering combination of rising unemployment in the middle of a severe labor shortage. So at the very same time, we found ourselves with too many workers and also too few workers.
See, there again, that's a different level of brilliance. You got to go?
Yeah, I'm going to go. My ride's here.
I got Jesse Lynn said she would help me write Watching Joey Grow.
Ooh, that's good.
Do the song.
Okay. Some talent down there, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry you had what happened to you today. Well, I really am, son.
Thank you to everybody.
By the way, that was the funniest damn thing of the whole year.
Yes.
It was when I dug up that old radio ad of my son.
Right.
And somebody pointed out, you know, you look like you could be Joey's dad.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Joey, halfway down the thread, dad? Question mark. Good stuff, man.
Yeah, it was.
Well.
I wish you well.
Thank you all. And thank you everybody who's looking out today. Really appreciate it.
Your lemon will turn into lemonade, Joey.
Thanks, Rosie.
You that
yes,
or
and you
margaritas.
Will be drinking deeply.
I don't want to hear from you, Eddie. Thank you, Rosie.
Jeez.
All right, we have killed and finished another hour here on the show. It's been fun. 4:52. For those of you, and believe me, the impacts are still lingering that have occurred to relationships. Also, coming out of tax season, too, I learned that once taxes are filed, people start contemplating moving on with their lives, whatever the situation is. Before you make a move, before you have a conversation with anybody, if you're in a marriage and it doesn't seem to be going well, your first step should be a consultation. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson are equipped to provide you with what you need, and that is an honest take on the consequences of a decision like that. Now, sometimes when you look at what those consequences could be, and they'll tell you the truth, because that's what you need. Sometimes that may give somebody pause to say, you know what, maybe I could try harder. Maybe this is not what I want to do, or I'm moving forward because I'm committed to this decision. Either way, input honesty, get it back. These consultations are incredibly valuable. And in addition to knowledge of the law, you need people who will give you the feeling of advocacy. You've got to have that, because even under the so-called best of circumstances, it's still a major life change. You need to know that you got the legal support in place that will take care of the details so you can move forward with your life. They have plenty of experience. They specialize in representing men, but they do represent women if asked. And I've recommended several to Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson with very positive results. 819-4810 is their number. 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's 4:54. I think what we'll do next is hit the traffic dungeon, see how things are moving.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I've been with Temco on Highway 231 right near the casino. We have some type of problem. Traffic is backed up and moving very slowly on 231 into downtown Wetumpka. In Montgomery, our busiest spots, East Boulevard at I-85 and Northeast Boulevard from Ware's Ferry to Highway 231. We are still congested this afternoon on Taylor Road and East South Boulevard. I-65 and 85 still looking great, though, through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS for an equity loan on your home, land, or auto. Good credit, slow credit, it doesn't matter. MCS in Wetumpka, NMLS 232876. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell James.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
I don't know if you heard this, but 8 members of the New York Yankees staff, all vaccinated, tested positive for COVID.
I heard that.
Bill Maher.
Also. Bill Maher, fully vaccinated.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
Had to cancel his show for his recording tonight.
First time, I think, since 1990.
Since he started it, yeah.
I think Bill Maher is a very conflicted person.
Yeah.
Because he has the habit, at just the right time, of saying something you would expect to hear from me or
right.
anybody else who's a hardcore conservative. He seems to have a grasp of common sense and absolutely knows when the left goes way overshoots their runway, and it's going to cost them. You can't go that crazy that quickly as they have, as Tucker just pointed out.
Right.
We are in the middle of a rising unemployment with a labor shortage. You got to be especially stupid to create a circumstance like
right.
that. But you see, and the red states are putting an end to it, like Alabama, like Texas, like Florida. Governor DeSantis said, get a job.
One of the states has put a deal, I think it's Oklahoma, but they put a deal in where they give you a signing bonus if you get a job instead of the unemployment.
Fine.
How about that?
If that's what
right.
Understandably, in this instance, and only this instance, where in order to keep people going during the pandemic, with businesses shut down,
right.
these yeah. funds were necessary. Yeah. We're past that now, so cut it off.
Way past it.
Cut the crap. 8.1 million jobs need bodies.
Well, on that stimulus, I don't know if I sent it to you, but Ted Cruz did a speech on negotiating with the Democrats on the stimulus.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, okay, we know you guys want to give out X amount of dollars. Can we at least try to negate who we give it to? Can we not give it to prisoners? And the Democrats had a fit. Oh, all the prisoners are getting them.
Said, okay. The hell does a prisoner need a stimulus check?
Oh, it gets worse. He said, okay, all the prisoners are going to get them. Okay, I understand that's your base. So can we at least just say the rapist won't
okay.
get them?
Thanks.
And the Democrats come back, no, the rapist got to get them too. Rapist got to get them too. So he takes it down to the pedophile level. Can we at least eliminate the pedophiles? Come on, guys. We all despise pedophiles. No.
That's their constituency.
Right.
Unbelievable. So what they've done now is they have indoctrinated a lot of Americans and made them comfortable with receiving that free money
yeah.
and not having to work. And AOC, among many others, said, I think people should get a guaranteed income regardless of whether they want to work or not. That's going to long-term, we're a dead country.
So Social Security is dying off as it is. So we're going to take it a step further. We're going to give people money while you're able to work.
That's stupid.
Thank you.
Beyond stupid. And, of course, now in the aftermath of all this, they're finding out that people were more apt to contract the virus at home than in the workplace. Think about that for a second. I mean, so much of this was done wrong.
It's crap.
And I have empathy for the president because he, like in any other situation, gets the best available advice and got led down a long, merry path by Fauci and Birx and all the rest.
Right.
And, he tried to put distance between himself and them before it got late last year.
Yeah.
Remember he first said, let's shut it down for 2 weeks to
right.
flatten the curve.
Flatten the curve and prepare.
And then when he said, I think we can start opening again by Easter, he was so mocked by the media that, we can't do it. Because, medicine, he's not a doctor.
Right.
But they, and now Fauci, his ties to that lab and everything else, all that's coming out too. I think he should be charged. with a crime, spend the rest of his